The meeting began with a round of introductions.
Good evening. I am Jack Osmond.
Okay. My name is Cynthia Gibson. I've lived in Sitka since 1993 or thereabouts.
I've been with the Sitka Tribe as general manager since last year, April.
Those are the voices of Jack Osmond, Cynthia Gibson, and Lawrence Spotted Bird. Also around the table are Rob Allen, Mary Magnuson, Diane Bassett, and Max Rule. The financial credentials of the group are pretty impressive. There's a CFO, a CEO, former assembly members, and several former and current managers and financial advisors. All are comfortable with spreadsheets, but nothing could have quite prepared them for this. This is Max Rule, CFO at Hames Corporation.
We've been provided with city financial statements, city budgets, the community long-range plan. So yeah, we've been provided with a lot of documents. I would not venture to guess how many pages are there, but it's quite a voluminous amount of materials for us.
Materials that, according to City Administrator Mark Gorman, take the newbie assembly member 2 months to get through. These citizens have a matter of weeks. Rule takes the reading list in stride. Much of it has been posted to the city website for all citizens to read. He says the one thing that unites the task force is a deep concern for Sitka.
It's a great community. We all love it. We all want to live here. And we just have to find solutions to be able to do that and stay here and keep our children here as well.
With all this at stake, the question at the core of this first meeting was critical. What exactly can this group hope to achieve in only 6 months? Or, to put it another way...
So imagine that this group, this task force, is extraordinarily successful. So what exactly would that look like? And in this activity...
And for that, the city brought in Doug Osborne. The director of health promotion at Sitka Community Hospital knows a thing or two about these kinds of meetings, where a group is shaking hands for the first time and getting serious about the task ahead. Mary Magnuson is a business owner who's been living in Sitka for the past 15 years.
My hope is to identify the core responsibilities of the municipality. And my concern is that all of the fluff that abounds from the days of big money and easily gotten grants don't drag us under, because no money is free.
The phrase core services was echoed by many throughout the two-hour meeting. What is essential? Who will pay for it? And how? Rob Allen, CEO of Sitka Community Hospital, wants the task force to go on a fact-finding mission and scrutinize what's possible, feeding the assembly that information.
My hope is that the assembly will use us for some political cover, that we can perhaps come up with some ideas that could be used that the assembly politically might not feel could come from them, but that could come from us.
The next 2 hours were a combination of this and this. Talking and reflecting. By the end, the group isolated 5 goals. Number one was to submit a written report to the assembly with the task force findings and recommendations for city services this fiscal year. They want their final product to be realistic, politically achievable, and vetted through public comment from a wide variety of Sitkins. Oh, and they want to actually see the task through. Or as Alan puts it.
And that all of the current members are still here?
Okay.
And speaking to each other.
Should I put still here and talking? Is she for the vote?
I guess if we're going to the unachievable.
All jokes of being driven off the island aside, it wasn't all that long ago a financial planning group flopped in Sitka. In 2011, the assembly voted to disband the Long-Range Planning and Economic Development Commission. And the remaining commissioners didn't protest. They felt the commission lacked a clearly defined goal or purpose. The group dissolved with a 5-1 vote by the assembly. City Administrator Mark Gorman has faith that the task force model not only will work, but has to work.
Not a commission, it's a task force with a short assignment, a sunset date. That they need to complete their work as the assembly takes on the 2017 budget.
Gorman says that while the assembly is the ultimate judge of what is proposed, they will take the findings of the task force seriously.
An assignment this task force is taking on, an assignment that is loaded with risk and emotion. It's potentially hitting people on their purses. The recommendations that they come forward with, and those will be loaded with public agendas and comment.
And how will the task force keep their own personal agendas out of the proceedings and represent other perspectives? For example, there is no representation from the fishing industry on the task force. Allen, who was appointed chair, with Max Rule as vice chair, says that through outreach, he hopes to close any gaps.
That's where we'll have to encourage citizens to come and attend and participate. You know, this is the committee that was appointed by the Assembly, so this is what we'll be working with. So I think then it will be, you know, let's hear from as many voices out there and try to get that balance.
And in order to accomplish that, the Citizens Task Force wants to leave their door wide open. All meetings are open to the public, with citizens to be heard at the beginning and at the end. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.